hope you're well on this Sunday morning. The weather then is hitting the headlines again. Storm Isha, the ninth named storm of the winter, is about to unleash its power on us here in the UK. Let's find out more about this and what we can expect. Simon is on the line. Morning, Simon.
Morning, John. Nice to hear from you.
Yeah, nice to hear from you too. So, we're gearing up for this storm. It's going to hit kind of overnight or this evening, I believe, is it?
Yeah, it's going to be quite windy. It's all about 50, maybe 60 miles per hour around, so locally. It could be more than that, maybe. If we've still got another, 6 hours left than that to go now. This forecast could get worse, so we could get worse the winds than it's predicted. We could go from a yellow warning to an amber warning around, so locally. These might rival the storms Unis in 2022, but so locally. Or maybe, of course, not much in England, especially about Scotland. This could be the worst one. It could be a rare red warning issue. Maybe. There's a 35% chance. Mm-hmm. But it's a long shot, potentially.
Interesting. So, you know, they're saying it's going to hit overnight, but, you know, the effects can be felt into, you know, new working week tomorrow, the rush hour affected by the sort of the after effects of the storm.
Yeah, there'll be a lot of tree branches down on so tomorrow. I wouldn't be surprised. Like last storm we had, perhaps, like Storm Hank, maybe, just like that, maybe. Potentially, maybe, it's possible. It's going to be quite a noisy night tonight, so I don't think a lot of people are going to get a lot of sleep tonight after this freezing cold weather we had this week.
Freezing cold, yeah. I was on a boat on the Thames yesterday on an afternoon cruise and we went up on the deck and it was so cold, it was shivering.
I'm not surprised.
Yeah, very cold.
My sister went to a meeting a few days ago with the politicians about flooding around Berkshire and around the River Thames and about how bad it's getting. It was an interesting meeting they had, a wonderful chat about things. Can't really mention the rest of it, details, no. The rest is private, but okay. I can just say it was a meeting that was important.
Okay, so, yeah. Interesting. It's interesting, that sort of thing, and important as well. So what have you been up to then? You've been staying away from the cold, trying to stay warm?
No, I've been out of it. So I went for a walk yesterday on the River Thames, well, not the Thames, on the Bay State Canal, up through with my friend Mark and Mary, which is on my YouTube channel, and I got a video of a cat chasing a mouse yesterday on my YouTube channel called Live Wild Cat, catching a mouse.
Oh, wow, that's quite unusual to be able to capture that on camera, isn't it?
Yeah, well, it was actually by Mark's place. Just I went to see Mark's place where he lives, Mary's, Mark's place, which was quite nice, which is St John's Village. So that was quite a nice, John Andrews. I quite enjoyed that walk yesterday. Yeah. A bit chilly, but it was nice.
Yeah, I like the stretch of the canal that goes through St John's. You've got the locks there. It's quite nice.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I've even got a video called Live Extreme Hair-Raising Storm Isha, which is a good one to watch on my YouTube channel.
There we go. So your YouTube channel then, Simon A.G. Evans. What else is on there at the moment?
Well, we've got live, very intense, serious storm Isha, Gosford Park Lake, with some surface warning yesterday, which is quite a good video as well to look at, which is amazing. Certainly there's a lot going on with the weather at the moment.
Yes, a lot going on. Yes, we're going to be interested.
Live, super amazing parakeet wild, but Bushy Park, which is quite cool as well.
Oh, there you go. You get about, don't you? You seem to be here, there, and everywhere taking these videos. It's amazing.
Yeah, I'm literally a time lord. I travel a lot.
Amazing, yes. Where's your favourite place? If you're going for a walk somewhere, where would your favourite place be to go for a walk?
My favourite place, I would say the North Downs. Out that way, because that was my favourite walk. That was quite fun, because you get to go up a lot of hills, you get a lot of scenery, and the sunrise and sunset up there are beautiful, John Andrew. That's one of my favourite parts, the Surrey Hills.
Do you know what? We're so lucky having the Surrey Hills, you know, the North Downs, right, pretty much on our doorstep, you know. It's really, it's just brilliant. You know, you've got to be close to London, you can get to London easy, but also you've got this countryside to explore.
Oh yeah, certainly have, John Andrews. Certainly have a lot to do out there, and some of the stuff you'd have to pay for, some of it's free. You just walk in your house. It's a cheap way of living. Well, I say cheap way of having a fun day out. So you just have to use your imagination sometimes, and you don't have to always go shopping in town or go out to eat and drink. You can do other things that do actually save a lot of money. So that's exactly. how I That's how I've saved money over the years.
See, I like the idea of things being three. I mean, that's my favourite price, really. Really good. You can find all sorts of free things to do. You know, there's all sorts of free museums you can go to. There's, you know, going for a walk doesn't cost anything. And really important as well, walking for your physical health, but also your mental health as well.
Exactly, yes. Unfortunately, we do that. My carers are long, and they're not young, and they're just having problems trying to get me carers to walk at the moment. They're just not very helpful at county care at the moment. They're having issues at the moment on that side of things, literally.
Oh, well, I hope that gets sorted out. Simon, it's always a pleasure to talk to you. We will watch with interest to see what Stormrush does overnight. What are you up to for the rest of today, then?
Well, I'm just chilling out. So I'm going to go to the garden centre and get some special red blood buying, which just helps the sunflowers grow quite well and the other plants in the garden. And I'm going to just basically give my bedroom the cardio, a bit of sleep. I'll go out and watch the storm this afternoon, just monitor it, and that's all plans, basically.
Okay, get some sleep while you can before you get woken up by the storm, yeah?
Yes, definitely, John Evans, definitely.
Good. Okay, remind us then, if you want to find you on YouTube, how do we do that?
Simon A.
Jevons. Simon A. Jevons, go check that one out. Simon, we will catch up soon. Always good to talk to you.
Thank you very much. Cheers, John. Hi, everyone. Hi.
Thank you. Bye, Simon.